This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The day is young and bright. It's March 8th, 2022. This is the DJV program Tuesday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. It is International Women's Day, a global day celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women around the world. We support the action taken against gender inequality. Still plenty of that around, lots of prejudice. So there are a lot of people coming together. I thought it was interesting, the United States Navy made an announcement, ladies, that's appropriate for Women's Day. The lady, and I say this, people say, huh? The lady who commands the newest nuclear carrier in our Navy, the USS Abraham Lincoln, deployed from San Diego last month under the command of Captain Amy Bauerschmidt, the first woman to ever be the captain of a nuclear carrier. She was the Abraham Lincoln's exec from 2016 to 2019, took over command last August, but wasn't officially named the skipper until last month. This is a huge, I mean, you look at the picture of this thing. This is part of the carrier strike force that's moving into areas that are obvious at the moment. She and two others lead Carrier Strike Group 3, a guided missile cruiser, the Mobile Bay, a guided missile destroyer, Fitzgerald, Gridley, Sampson, and Spruance. So, they are in the Pacific, headed toward, you know, whatever. I mean, can you imagine being on alert all the time, having to be on, you know, you're on pins and needles if you're out there, even if there's nothing going on. You know, you're running something. Imagine sitting on top of a nuclear. That's what blows my mind. You're sitting on top of basically a nuclear plant. It's a, you know, the nuclear bomb, in essence. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
she looks
terrifying.
Like she had quite a career, though. I was like, it's really kind of cool to see how, you know, they all are required. It's like a pilot. They're all required to wear the same uniform, and the women sometimes look silly with those the hats on that you wear, you know, this, the hair and stuff, like a police officer that wears them. Anyway, I just thought this was kind of cool, so I thought I would add it to the International Women's Day. School lockdowns that have been a part of the last 2 years. One of the problems that the Navy is having, and other Army as well, getting recruits, because they, you know, they used to go to school to get them. They have bumped up their maximum enlistment bonus. Now, if you sign up to go and be in the military right now, you could get up to $50,000 in bonus money. How do you like that?
That's like any other job, right? A lot of companies are paying bonuses.
Right, that's why they have to do it.
So it's they have to stay competitive, and we want the best of the best in our military, so it makes sense.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Pay people what they're worth, and you get better employees, and you get a better workforce.
That's what we'd all like to think that was the case, right? That makes nothing but sense in reality. I don't know, I just look around and see some of the crazy stuff. I'm sorry, my voice is a little hoarse. we kind of look around here and see how we're kind of booting what the great American experiment is. And I don't mean to sound like liberalism in terms of what we often think of liberalism. I'm not talking about AOC liberalism or even your liberalism. That's not what I'm talking about, Victoria. I'm talking about how the corruption has grown in our country and around the world because of the kinds of thinking that allows stuff to be distorted. Does that make sense? I mean, the stuff that goes on in California as much as anything else that Jennifer talks about all the time, the Attorney General letting murderers out of jail and stuff like that. There's that kind of corruption. But there's also the kind of corruption that we see here in our country. And I don't know, we know what we do about it. It's just because it almost sounds like we're a broken record. It's become so bad that it's become commonplace, that it's become acceptable. And I think that's really what we're talking about here. There was an overview of the 180 countries around the world in terms of corruption. You know, there's always studies done here, there, and everywhere. Let me see who did this study. A group called Transparency International, studying, is, I love some of these groups, the amount of corruption there is in the world in terms of government. And the Corruption Perception Index, gauging public sector corruption in all these countries and public perception of corruption. So, in terms of highly corrupt countries, the most corrupt country on the planet is South Sudan. Somalia, the second most corrupt. Syria is the third. And if you're wondering where the U.S. comes in on this, it's 25 on the list of corrupted
So what's the criteria?
Criteria is government interference, the public feeling about trust with government, that sort of thing, the kinds of things that, you know, trials, who's on trial for what in terms of accountable government, you know, we see these trials all the time, people trying to bribe public officials, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the least corrupt country on the planet, according to this study, is Denmark.
I was going to say, it's got to be something Scandinavian because they win all the awards.
Yep. New Zealand is number two and Finland is number three on that. Very clean list. They rated between, let's see, 88 for Finland, 90 for New Zealand, and 98 for Denmark. Wow. In terms of...
It's impressive.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? Huh? Yep. Very, very impressive. It's... I'm exasperated because I keep looking at all these articles about the nuclear trigger and what it is.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, going back to Russia and Ukraine. I mean, that's the other thing that people are, you know, Putin's already saying that if the rest of the world stops buying oil from Russia, then he's going to shut off the Nord Stream 1. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Nord Stream 2. That's the natural gas pipeline going to Germany. He wants to cut off, he said he's going to cut off the Nord Stream 1. Now, he's going to be cutting off his own, revenue.
Right.
But that also throws, you know, the rest of Europe into a tizzy. And so Antony Blinken has been telling Europe, like, you guys have got to get off your Russian dependence on oil. I mean, in the United States, we only have 3% of our oil coming from Russia. In, I forget which country it was. I was just looking at a list. But there are lists of countries where they get, like, you know, 50%, 40%, 75% of their oil is coming directly from Russia. So, yeah, so that they're, if we're gonna cut them off, if we're gonna cut Russia off, then the rest of Europe has got to really get on their game and get to energy independence because they're so dependent on Russia, which is another reason why us, along with NATO allies, are not moving in right now. And I think that ultimately, I think they're trying to buy time to come up with another plan to get the gas and oil that they need. And then, you know, but at the same time, you have to wonder, well, how long are we going to let this happen with Ukraine? You know, at some point, the city of Kyiv, where President Zelensky has remained, at some point, the city is probably going to topple and Russia will take it over. And then we don't know what happens to Zelensky. We don't know what happens, you know, to the government
itself.
There's
a lot of you don't know what's what.
Yeah.
The most expensive states for gasoline now, California number one, no surprise there. New York, number two, no surprise there. But some of the other, even...
I actually am surprised that New York is number two.
Are you really? Why?
Because I'm in New Jersey, just not far from New York, and driving back and forth, I've never
supply.
Noticed that much of a difference.
Well, that's because the gas in New Jersey is cheap because you got
right,
three refineries.
Right, but I'm saying I lived in Manhattan for 16 years and bought gas in the city
who
and never noticed
drive?
That much
who
of a
has,
difference.
Where is there even a gas station in on Manhattan?
How do you think cabs fuel up? They have gas stations.
Yeah. Their own underground gas station that they're privy to.
Right. Yes. So back to the nuclear trigger here. Do you know that there are 13,000 nuclear warheads? 9 countries have nuclear weapons. And guess who has the most nuclear weapons? They were supposed to be destroyed, but they weren't. So who has the number one? Who do you think
Russia?
Has the most? Yep. 6,000.
Well, and that's the other thing. No one wants to get into this because we don't know what he would do. He could... I mean, we don't know. He's unhinged right now, right? I mean, everyone agrees.
He's going out to take everybody with him. Well, 6,257 nukes. The U.S. 2 on the list, 5,600. China's only got 350. France has 290. The Brits have 225. Pakistan has 165. India's got 160. Israel's got 90. And North Korea's got 45. So many nuclear bombs there are in the arsenal of these various countries.
I mean, do we, you know, we push him into a corner far enough, then what? He takes everybody out with him?
Great.
I mean, that's what people are afraid of.
Taken out. Send in the SEAL team at the end of that. Nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes. There have to be plans to bump him off. Calitrin is my favorite way of establishing the correct proportions to your body, i.e. losing weight and keeping it off. Calitrin certainly helps in that department because they've been around for a long time. I say because when you look at the stats and see how many people have gone on this program, see their success rate, the success stories, and you can see tons of them when you go to the website toplaws.com. Learn about the science of how this formula was simply, it's a very simple formula, very simple, created to help make your body work a little harder to keep you in shape. That's really kind of what this is all about. Lots of people have tried a lot of things. You'll like Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now and Victoria to go through some more of the trending items from social media, including a big birthday bash. Let's find out who's celebrating after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Answers to questions. So the question here is, Jay, who is celebrating his birthday and what was the bash like?
Shaquille O'Neal celebrated the big 5-0 and he did so in style in Miami. The theme was basically Shaquille O'Neal, he and of himself. You had the walkway into the party covered with large-scale blow-ups of every Sports Illustrated cover Shaq was ever on. Mm-hmm. The waiters were given special Reebok sneakers to wear. The cake was basically this giant Pepsi can.
Really?
It was a pretty cool ordeal.
Yeah, sounds like it was kind of fun. Yeah, that was a birthday party. The first place I ever lived when I went to work in Los Angeles was Manhattan Beach. And I was on the Strand in Manhattan Beach in the apartment that I rented the first winter I was there. and he had a place just below me, and it was like a circus. He was just getting started with his career. It would have been in the, 93, 94, like in there. And he was, everybody was over to his place all the time. There were all these hot cars and hot women and, noise 24 hours a day. I don't know how the heck he managed to keep himself in shape for what he was doing, but apparently he's a genuinely nice guy. I never met him, I never came across him, but it seems that he's a genuinely fun, nice guy to be around. So that's good. Happy birthday to the Shaq. I mean, thinking about it, really, how much of a mind blower. Remember when he was a kid, it's kind of like LeBron James and what, now you see him as a mature father and he wants to play with his son in the same team and that sort of thing. Remember when he was an 18-year-old kid when he got started in Cleveland? You must remember that, Jay.
Yeah, no, I saw him play in high school.
Yeah.
He has just always kind of had this larger-than-life energy around him.
Yeah, right, he does. Yep, and he's used it for good. Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Cumberbun, is not happy with Sam Elliott because of what Elliott said about the movie The Power of the Dog. So,
yeah, he pretty much eviscerated the whole thing. He said that he is a fan of the director and writer of this film, Jane Campion. He just doesn't like what she did with this one. And Benedict Cumberbatch is saying that this is just kind of denial that anybody could have lived a different way just based off what they do as an occupation and where they live.
Uh-huh. Having to do with gay lifestyles. Yep. All right, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Afraid to confront Russia, Ukraine President Zelensky hits out at NATO and the West as Russia-Ukraine war enters day 13. President Zelensky on ABC News calls out the spectators.
We are a place in Europe, a place of freedom, a zone of freedom. And when the limits of rights and freedoms are being violated and stepped on, then you have to protect us, because we will come first, you will come second.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Ted Cruz from Texas will meet with truckers from the People's Convoy protest movement on Tuesday. They're going to be discussing the harmful effects of President Biden's vaccine mandates. The convoy, which has been around the Washington, D.C. area for almost a week now, is calling for an end to the state of emergency that led to overreaching mandates. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been removed from all positions in the International Judo Federation. The IJF is the sports governing body and made the announcement following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a brief statement, the IJF said Putin, a black belt who has co-authored the book titled Judo History, Theory, and Practice, was suspended as IJF honorary president last week. For a century, lynching in America was not considered a hate crime. That now has changed.
Congress gave final approval to a bill that makes lynching a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is named for the black teenager whose brutal killing in Mississippi in 1955 and his mother's insistence on an open casket funeral to show her child's injuries became a pivotal moment in the civil rights era. The bill would make it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime results in death or serious bodily injury. Those convicted under the act could face 30 years in prison. It took a century to pass the law, which was overwhelmingly approved in the House and received unanimous support in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said a rejection of Russian oil would lead to catastrophic consequences for the global market, causing prices to more than double to $300 a barrel. The United States has been looking into a potential ban with its allies as a way of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, but Germany and the Netherlands rejected the plan on Monday. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program, trying to make the world bigger for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner talking about what matters. And I know what matters to you ladies is the drama surrounding The Bachelor. The statistics are out. Look at this. How far have I fallen to do research on The Bachelor? Well, this kind of
I don't even watch The Bachelor, so I'm impressed. Yeah. Right. Yeah, never seen an episode.
You haven't either?
No. Oh, I mean, I've seen it, but I just
should I save this for Jennifer then? Jennifer's a big Bachelor watcher, isn't she?
She is a fan of The Bachelor, yes. Okay. But I don't know how much she's actually watched it recently.
All right. Well, I'm going to save that then. Yeah, yeah. All right. But I think I should save that. The situation with the Russians, I was looking at the weapons that they're using or being accused of using on people. It's a half and half kind of thing. Because half the Russian soldiers, it would seem, have hit the hills, taken a hike, gonzo. But then there are others in there. Apparently the Russians are recruiting mercenaries from the Middle East. Have you seen that? Did you hear that?
I saw the report that they're trying to get people from Syria.
Yeah, right, yeah. Which is not a great, Syria. And not one of our friends, for sure. And so are the people that are there more bloodthirsty? Do we diminish? Maybe we should encourage this because it gets rid of the terrorists. Do the terrorists sign up for work like this?
I don't know. Again, are they paying people? Or
yes.
Are they,
is it, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, they're paying people. Yeah, they're paying people big time. The jury selection starts today in the trial against those four people accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer over their COVID restrictions. You imagine anything as crazy as this?
These they guys are so out of line. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Well, they're right.
Adam Fox, Brandon Caserta, Barry Croft, and Daniel Harris. The defense says they didn't really do anything. They were just talking about it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Huh?
I got caught. Just kidding.
So how does the FBI find out about these sorts of things, though?
It was a credible threat because they had multiple. The FBI was involved. They had surveillance, I think, and they also had they were monitoring their social media stuff. So, I mean, they obviously have enough evidence that it's going to trial, and it should. No one should threaten to take politics out of it. No one gets to threaten someone else's life. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a lot of that because there's so much anger in society now. People want to get, look at the road rage, all the things. It's craziness. And what leads us to that craziness? Is it the news media whipping people up into a frenzy? What gets people to sit and watch retired folks? They sit and watch Fox News all day long or MSN or any of these. What makes you not have something else you got to have. What did people do before there was television to occupy their lives? One thing is they never quit work. They just kept working until they died, which maybe is preferable to sitting around and having your brain rot watching some of this stuff or drinking too much wine or beer, as we were talking about earlier. Fears. I talk about the fear-mongering done by the news media. According to this survey done by Chapman University, we have a number of fears. What do you suppose the number one fear among Americans is?
Public speaking.
Let me put this in a better perspective. Thank you, Jay, because that's not the thing we're talking about. We're talking about the things that people are afraid outwardly of in terms of what they might encounter. For example, number 10 on the list is cyber terrorism. Are you afraid of cyber terrorism? No, I'm not, but I would imagine because...
We know you're Victoria, not, Mr. Clickbait.
Well, Victoria's
that's
going to
be your new nickname, Captain Clickbait.
Captain Clickbait! So that's cybervision, cyber terrorism. Let's see here. What else? Financial ruin, individual financial ruin.
I would think that would be higher on the list, right?
Let's see here. Major epidemics, widespread civil unrest. Let's see here. Getting seriously ill. A loved one getting seriously ill. So people are more concerned about a loved one getting seriously ill than they are about themselves getting seriously ill. I thought that was
that makes sense.
Yeah, I believe that.
And then the second on the list here of biggest fears, this was, by the way, a study of 1,000 adults that was done at this university. And by the way, it doesn't specifically talk about the virus. It just talks about, what happens, people dying or getting sick, that sort of thing. So people dying... The people you love dying is the number two biggest fear that Americans have. The number one biggest fear in America, according to this survey, is corrupt government. 80%. 80% of the people
I'm sorry. I call BS on that. No one is going to say that they're more concerned about government corruption than they are about an elderly loved one getting sick. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
In your world, I get that. And maybe in my world.
Has there always been government corruption?
Of course.
For as long as there's been a government?
So should there
be
fear?
Who put out this survey?
Surrounding that? Chapman University.
What is Chapman University? I've never heard of that.
University, I've never. Did you ever
like
hear
Trump
Heidelberg?
University?
Did you ever hear of Heidelberg before you met me?
No.
No, okay.
Definitely not.
Right. The most viewed website in the world. I'm going to go down the little rat hole that you've got of knowledge when it comes to this sort of thing. I was surprised to see. You see what happens when I'm on the plane? I read all of this stuff. This is all stuff from the plane.
Yeah,
things
Captain
that I grab.
Yeah,
right, exactly. The world's most visited website is... What do you think it is? Victoria?
Google?
Jay?
I would say Google.
Google. That's it. Last year, Google was visited 89 billion times.
Sure.
Is that a number you can even wrap your... You know, what?
Well, it makes sense because Google is... That's the gateway to the internet for a lot of people. You know, give Google Chrome, then you have to go to Google in order to get to the internet.
So I use Firefox as the primary. I still use internet.
Oh, boy. Here it comes. Here it comes. What are you going to say?
I still use Internet Explorer or whatever the aftermath of that is. What's the new? Internet Explorer is gonzo. Hold on. Let me just see here where. It is. What is it? Because I have, like, you know, 14...
If you say Netscape Navigator, I'm going to lose my mind. If you're on something that's from the year 2000.
Is that where Netflix is from?
Netscape was one of the original browsers.
Let's see. What is it? I don't even... it has a lot of great... And this one that I follow, it's Microsoft Start. What does that mean? I don't even know.
I'm a Mac user, so I have no idea.
I like it because there's lots of news, lots of things that I can quickly
lots of viruses so your computer picks up.
Well, I don't think so. All right, anyway. as long as I'm doing surveys here, the most expensive city in the world is... It's according
most
to the...
Dubai?
City. I would say Dubai, right?
Nope.
London can't. London's got to be up there. London is a very expensive city.
Nope, not in the top five.
New York is expensive too.
Yeah, New York's in the top five. New York's number five. Hong Kong's number four.
Okay.
Zurich is three. Singapore is two, and Tel Aviv is most expensive city.
Tel Aviv, really?
Tel Aviv. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cost of living index. Let's see. Other names on this list: Paris, L.A., Copenhagen, Geneva, and Osaka.
I mean, that all makes sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah. None of that. There's nothing shocking. Where does San Francisco rank in there?
Yeah, not in the top 10 anyway. And I was surprised to see that.
That's surprising.
I'm very surprised.
Is this is this most expensive cities to like visit or to live in?
To live in.
Oh.
Yeah.
How can San Francisco not be there? The rents are higher than New York.
Listen, you shooting the messenger here?
I'm just saying the Doug Steffen Institute of Research is a little weak today, so there's a lot of stuff coming up here that I'm not really finding that there are grounded in reality, maybe.
Really? Study finding lead exposure from gasoline exhaust.
This one's real. I do know that. This is a real study.
Man, okay, so here I found something finally
that you can identify with.
Researchers have uncovered the process of how the brain records and organizes categories of memories. And apparently, this lead exposure, and we don't have much anymore because the lead's been taken out of gasoline. I can remember, though, as a child, maybe, I don't know, a young teenager, there was something about the smell of gasoline that I loved. And you just stick your head into it and you smell that.
Hello, that's what this study is showing, that if you were born between 1940 and 2015, that they found significant amounts of lead exposure, especially when you were a kid. So, and it can lead to a 2.6 drop in IQ points. So, okay. So you're literally like sniffing gasoline as a kid? Oh, man. But first of all, okay, and I have no idea. Maybe most people won't know this answer. Why was lead ever in gasoline?
It's good lubricant for the pistons.
All right, I knew you would know the answer to that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lubricant.
So are we all driving unlubed cars now?
No, when you add, there are certain additives that are put into the oil that help sort of offset that. But you can buy, when you go into one of the auto parts stores, you can buy lead additive to stick in your car to lubricate it better. But it's not, the engines are made differently now, so they have, you know, they take it differently, if you will. 46 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now we've got real entertainment, the A-Team, and our focus here on the DJV program. Time for some entertaining conversation with His Majesty, the movie mogul, Chuck Curry, is here with us. All right, so let's see, whose birthday is it? Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Jessica Biel, Jennifer Biel, what's her first name? Jessica Biel.
Okay.
You're going to the movie. I'm talking about the TV show. The A-Team ended its run this day in TV history, 1987. Lasted 3 years, 83 to 87. Very popular, and then its ratings waned. George Rapard, Mr. T. Actually, I saw Mr. T on a TV commercial the other day.
He looks pretty decent.
He looks
yeah,
right.
He does. Yeah, considering.
There.
Yeah, he is yeah. moving up there.
But I'm sure. I said to myself, like, what is that guy? I'm always interested when you see people who sort of like wane from the limelight. Like, what do they do for a living? But a guy like that could go to these conventions and sign autographs and probably get $50 a pop, and do extremely well at these conventions, which have become a cash cow for a lot of people who did work many decades ago. Pretty good, mm-hmm. pretty good gig if you can get it, Doug.
Nice work if you can get it, Chuck. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
All right, what else have you got that's exciting?
The Walking Dead TV show is going to round up its run next season, but they've announced.
Hey!
Hear me out here. Two spin-off shows: one with Daryl and Carol, at which you don't know who they are, and the other with Negan and Maggie, and it's going to take place in Manhattan. I love that idea. I think I'll watch that. Well, Negan's one of my all-time favorite characters on the TV show, but the fact that they'll have it in New York City, I think, is pretty cool.
You know,
you don't agree,
though. That,
you don't agree.
Nah, it's a waste of time. But anyway, everybody.
Here, let me just say this. Yesterday was the 35th anniversary of Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Yeah. Hard to believe. 35 years. They're going to actually do part 5. Mel Gibson's going to direct it for HBO Mass. I thought that was a terrific phrase.
It's not going to be in theaters? Come on. Going to be in the theaters? Got to be in theaters.
No, it'll be at the comfort of your own couch, Doug.
No. I want to see it in the theater. No. Pam and Tommy.
Okay.
This is, I guess, coming to a conclusion on Hulu.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson says she's going to do a Netflix documentary about herself.
It's good timing, and I'm sure it'll do pretty well. I mean, she was an interesting person, big part of pop culture. I have not watched the show. Have you, Victoria? I heard it's really good.
It's okay. I wouldn't call it really good.
Okay.
What she went through, I mean, the acting, Lily James playing Pamela Anderson is uncanny. It's unbelievable how much she has embodied that
character.
That's
not a compelling story for you? I'm serious. It's not.
You know what? The story is compelling, but the way that they tell it is just, slows it down, and maybe they tried to break it up into too many different episodes, but it's slow. It's really slow.
Didn't we just say earlier she was going to Broadway, too?
She is. She's going to be playing Roxy Hart in Chicago on Broadway.
Okay.
I don't know if any of us can imagine that, but...
That'll sell some tickets. Here's one other thing, Doug. NBC has cast an actor named Raymond Lee. He's done a couple movies, but mostly an unknown, as the lead actor in their Quantum Leap reboot series, which will take place 30 years after the original storyline ended. I don't think he's going to be in the show, but I'm sure...
Really?
Eventually, they'll get him to do some sort of appearance, a cameo.
Well, he's done with NCIS New Orleans, so he
right.
could, that'd be good.
He could do it.
You know, it's interesting to see how the timing of putting Anthony Anderson back into Law & Order, it was convenient for him because the series Black-ish, which he was in, ended, so he just went right to the set of Law & Order. Which I watched last. Well, I didn't get a couple of the new characters. I got to watch it a couple.
What do you
more
think?
Times.
What's your review?
Well, I think that Sam Waterston looks old, which he is. And then the new. I would like to. The only real face. Well, there's two familiar faces besides Sam Waterston.
Cameron Anthony Mannheimer, Anderson, who's on the practice. She's on.
And
it, right?
Mannheim, and then
she's
Jeffrey.
Really good.
Jeffrey. What's his last name from the Burn Notice? Jeffrey Donovan. He's really good, solid actor in a role like that. So it'll be interesting to see what the ratings are when they come out. Disney Plus is going to do a movie on the Muppets called The Muppets Mayhem. What in the world?
Not surprising because they control that franchise also. I mean, why not? I would reboot that.
But the thing is, this isn't a reboot. This is the first time that it's kind of cute. It's an original story of the band, you know, with Animal on drums. The band is going to be recording their first album, and that will the Mayhem, Electric Mayhem band. So I think it's really cute.
Yeah,
Muppets are always great.
Yeah, the Muppets are great. All right, that's it, Chucker. You can go now back out and count your money, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they say. Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.